Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. I go to Axios. Headline, Trump's AI deals in Gulf stir China fears back home. We welcome Brandon Weikert. He is the guide for us. He's written Winning Space, but now we've converted him to watching artificial intelligence and quantum computing. We're watching AI right now because the embassy that Mr. Trump led to the Middle East recently, sitting with MBS and other leaders, included the highest end of AI development. And all those executives were there to make deals, not to enjoy the food. And the understanding is that MBS wants to turn the Middle East into an AI center outside of the security of the United States. At the same time, he has ambitions for a nuclear power generator to run the AI city and to develop with a school as well. So it's a complete list. However, Brandon, a very good evening to you. It appears that the U.S. has security concerns about Mr. Trump's ambitions. At the same time, there is this question about where is China? This embassy to the Middle East, how do you regard it? Was it a success or is it more Trump big talk?
Well, hello, John, and hello, Gordon. Thank you for having me. The move into the Middle East by Trump was had a lot of showmanship to it, but there was substance there. And as you note, the reason it has substance is because they brought the broligarchs along with them, who are all the tech gurus and AI leaders in the West, some of the biggest names, including Jensen of NVIDIA. This was quite a win for the United States geopolitically. The Middle East has long been, notably UAE and Saudi Arabia, has long been sources of third-party vendors, how the Chinese have been circumventing those tech sanctions that the Trump administration imposed several years ago in the first term, that the Chinese have gone to the Middle East and they tried to get access to American chips and other technologies through those Middle Eastern partners. And very often they do, which is one of the reasons why the Chinese have been able to circumvent those sanctions and continue to be competitive with the United States despite those sanctions being in place.
Is it a good idea to move the security to the Persian Gulf? Can we provide security there? And are we giving away our best stuff to people who are not necessarily ours?
Well, in terms of security, providing security, that is something I'm always very deeply suspicious of, is getting us involved more with military commitments at a time when we are overcommitted, in my opinion. As for the technology, the key thing here to remember is these Middle Eastern firms in the UAE and Saudi Arabia already had access to high-end technology from the West. They were proliferating those high-end technologies to the Chinese. At least now we have a chance with these deals to close some of those gaps that had existed in the sanctions regime. A lot of these deals are exclusive deals, and so there is going to be language and legalese preventing the wanton sharing of American technologies with third parties like China.
Gordon, you have a question for Brandon.
Brandon, there will always be leakage of chips because it's a very difficult thing to enforce. But the question is, with America's much closer relationships with countries in the Gulf, doesn't it make it much more difficult for China to actually evade those sanctions in the Gulf, to basically make it more difficult for China to use its established channels in the Gulf to obtain stuff that we don't want it to have?
Yeah, it does, especially now that these deals are being done. I mean, for instance, John and I spoke previously about the new NVIDIA Humane massive data center that's going into Riyadh, which is Humane is the largest Saudi AI firm. They just did this deal when Trump was there. They made the announcement with NVIDIA's president. The whole thing with that is by increasing our relationship, technology dealings with the Middle East, we're actually forcing the Middle East to play closer to our rules rather than to play fast and loose with them. So actually, this is, I think, probably going to help tamp down on some of the leakage.
The Chinese in the Middle East, were they offering AI to the UAE, to Oman, to Qatar, or is the salesmanship entirely on the U.S.'s side now?
Well, the whole thing with China is it's such a massive market, and the UAE, the United Arab Emirates, is the third most powerful AI developer in the world in terms of countries. The Chinese are technically number two, and we are technically number one, though that depends on how you're looking at it. But the point is the top three, the UAE is in it. And so China's always wanted to partner with the UAE and by extension, Saudi Arabia, which also has a robust and growing tech sector because of the fact that there's a lot of access to Western technologies that they can get to. So for the UAE and the Saudis, it's about money. And for China, obviously, it's about circumventing the sanctions regime.
Gordon, you have a question.
So, Brandon, Jensen Huang has been moaning about not selling stuff to China. But doesn't it seem to me that he's only can make so many chips at any one time? And he's probably now sold more to the Middle East. So he probably is not going to be out any money in terms of ability to sell because of the sanctions on China.
Well, the thing with Jensen and all the tech guys, you have to always remember is their priority is maximizing shareholder value. It's not national security. So they're always going to be upset if they can't sell to China. It's a massive market, as you know, and it's a very high technology. They're also worried if they don't sell to China, that basically Chinese competitors might create something that they don't have a hand in. And then it's a, you know, it's a new competition they have to deal with. But ultimately, yes, the Middle East deal is going to help Jensen specifically, but also the other tech firms involved in the West who are involved with the Middle East. They're going to make a lot of money off of this. And ultimately, you know, I don't believe the sanctions alone will stop China from progressing. But I do believe that because we've made more commitments to the Middle East now for this trade deal and with the possible security commitments, we probably are going to make them think twice about sharing our high-end technologies now with China, which is what they weren't doing before. They were happily sharing those technologies with China for the right price.
I read in Axios that the House Select Committee on the Chinese Communist Party is not happy. Not happy at all about the, what you'd have to say, sloppy enforcement of the Chip Security Act. Is the Chip Security Act regarded now as a failure or it needs more money? Which way are they going, Brendan?
Well, I would think it's a failure. It didn't stop China from developing what we were trying to stop them from. And so now we're at a point, I think, it reminds me a lot of that scene in Lawrence of Arabia where he's holding the light for the fire and he says the trick is not minding that it hurts. And I think at this point, we've got to reach a point in our development and our race with China where we're going to have to just absorb the idea that China is going to stay competitive with us indefinitely. We just have to out-innovate and out-trade these guys.
And the concern that we have about chip security is that because the general opinion is that the Trump people are reworking the understanding, in other words, backing off. Is that a good thing?
Well, it's not great, but it's, I think right now, probably the only move we have because the sanctions regime isn't working and China's finding workarounds. And so we might as well try to get as much of the world on our side by being nicer on trade rather than constantly being a bully or being perceived as a bully to developing nations, which is what China's spinning this as.
Brendan Weichert, our guide on AI and quantum. He is the author of most recently of Winning Space, which is about that other arms race, that one off the planet. The one on the planet is AI.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You look amazing. What have you been doing?
You've heard of Ozempic, Wegovy, and other GLP-1 medications, right? Well, if you qualify, Zelthy providers can prescribe semaglutide, the same active ingredient, at up to 90% less without insurance. Done all online.
No wait at the doctor's office or pharmacy?
No wait. Zelthy can ship the same active ingredients as other expensive GLP-1s to your door.
Get started with Zelthy today for just $39. Call #250 and say keyword care. That's the same active ingredients in Wegovy or Ozempic, but for 80 to 90% less. That's #250 keyword care.
Message and data rates may apply or consult a doctor prior to use.
Wow, you look amazing. What have you been doing?
I'm sure you've heard of Ozempic, Wegovy, and the other GLP-1 medications, right? Well, I found this great company called Zelthy. If you qualify, their providers can prescribe medications like Ozempic and Wegovy and other GLP-1 medications that are 80 to 90% less expensive, all 100% online.
I can get GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% less and do it all online? No doctor's office or pharmacy?
Yes, Zelthy can provide semaglutide or tirzepatide, the active ingredients in Ozempic and other expensive GLP-1s, but for 80 to 90% less and ship directly to your door.
How do I get started with Zelthy?
Call #250 with the word care to get started today with Zelthy. Get the same active ingredients in Wegovy or Ozempic, but for 80 to 90% less and 100% online. Don't wait. Call #250 with the word care right now for a link to your exclusive offer. Call #250 with the word care. That's #250 with the word care. #250 and care.